This is the Composer's Datebook for July 23rd. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1940, the standing room only signs went up early as a crowd of 23,000 stormed the Hollywood Bowl to hear the great Paul Robeson. On the program was Earl Robinson's Ballad for Americans, a work for solo voice and orchestra that was, for a time, one of the most popular musical works in America. Earl Robinson had studied with Copland, and in 1934 joined the Federal Theater Project. Ballad for Americans quickly became a popular concert hall vehicle for Paul Robeson, and in election year 1940, it was even performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Republican National Convention. Robeson made a famous recording of the work, but nowadays, Ballad for Americans is seldom, if ever, heard. Also on the Hollywood Bowl program for July 23, 1940, was the first complete West Coast performance of William Grant Still's Symphony No. 1, subtitled the Afro-American Symphony by its composer. Still had settled in Los Angeles to work for the film industry, but by 1940 also achieved fame as the country's foremost African-American composer of concert music. Unlike Ballad for Americans, the Afro-American Symphony still shows up on concert programs these days. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.